The enduring allure of the French horn, the melodic mastery of the French horn, with its rich and majestic sound, has long captivated audiences and musicians alike. Its melodic mastery is unparalleled, making it a standout instrument in orchestras and ensembles around the world. But what is it about the French horn that gives it such an alluring sound? Delving into the secrets behind this remarkable instrument, we uncover the unique combination of artistry and craftsmanship that contributes to the French horn's melodic allure. From its distinctive bell shape to the intricate valves and tubes that produce its resonant tones, every aspect of the French horn's design is carefully crafted with precision. Not only does the French horn possess a beautiful sound, but its versatile range allows it to effortlessly navigate both the soaring heights and rich depths of musical compositions. Its ability to evoke a wide range of emotions, from delicate and haunting melodies to triumphant fanfares, is what sets it apart from other brass instruments. Join us as we embark on a journey to understand the enchanting secrets behind the French horn's alluring sound. Whether you're a seasoned musician or simply a lover of music, this exploration is sure to deepen your appreciation for the melodic mastery of this remarkable instrument. The history and evolution of the French horn. The history and evolution of the French horn is a fascinating journey that spans centuries and involves several key developments in both the design of the instrument and its role in music. Here is a chronological overview of the history and evolution of the French horn. Ancient origins. The origins of the French horn can be traced back to ancient times when hunting horns were used for signaling and communication during hunting expeditions. These early horns were simple, straight instruments without valves or complex tubing. Early horns. Over time, the hunting horn evolved into a more sophisticated musical instrument. By the 17th century, horn makers had developed the natural horn, which consisted of a coiled tube with a detachable bell and no valves. Players could change the pitch by altering their lip tension and using their hand to cover the bell's opening, which created additional notes. This technique, known as hand stopping, allowed for a limited range of notes. Invention of valves. The most significant development in the evolution of the French horn came with the invention of valves in the early 19th century. Heinrich Stölzel and Friedrich Blumel are often credited with developing the first valve mechanism for the horn. This innovation allowed horn players to play a wider range of notes with greater ease and accuracy. Adoption of valved horns. The adoption of valved horns rapidly replaced the natural horn in orchestras and ensembles because of their increased versatility. The valved French horn came in various configurations, including single and double horns, each offering a different range and timbre. Key players in evolution. Several renowned horn players and composers played significant roles in advancing the instrument's technique and repertoire during the 19th century. Louis-François Dauprat, who was both a performer and teacher, contributed to the development of modern horn technique. Composers like Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and Ludwig van Beethoven wrote music that showcased the capabilities of the French horn, contributing to its popularity. Orchestral role. The French horn became a vital part of the orchestra during the Romantic era, with composers like Richard Strauss, Johannes Brahms, and Hector Berlioz writing pieces that featured prominent horn sections. The horn's expressive and lyrical qualities made it a favorite for conveying emotion in music. Further innovations. Ongoing developments in horn design led to improvements in intonation, tone quality, and playability. The development of the double horn, with both F and B flat sides, became standard for professional horn players, offering even greater versatility. Contemporary horn. Today, the French horn continues to be a central instrument in orchestras, chamber ensembles, and wind bands. Modern horns feature additional technical advancements, such as adjustable tuning slides and improved valve mechanisms, to enhance playability and intonation. Diverse repertoire. The French horn is featured in a wide range of musical styles, from classical and romantic to contemporary and popular music. It remains an essential component of orchestras, contributing to their distinctive sound. Notable players. Throughout its history, many exceptional horn players have left their mark on the instrument, including Dennis Brain, Barry Tuckwell, and Herman Bauman, among others. The French horn's evolution from a simple hunting horn to a sophisticated and versatile musical instrument is a testament to the ingenuity of instrument makers and the skill of horn players who have shaped its history. Today, it continues to be a cherished instrument in the world of music. Anatomy and components of the French horn. The French horn is a complex brass instrument with several components that contribute to its unique sound and playability. Understanding the anatomy and components of the French horn is essential for both players and enthusiasts. Here are the main parts of a French horn. Mouthpiece. This is where the player blows air to produce sound. The choice of mouthpiece can influence the instrument's tone and playability. French horn mouthpieces come in various shapes and sizes to suit different players and styles. Lead pipe. The lead pipe is the first section of tubing after the mouthpiece. It connects the mouthpiece to the main tuning slide and helps shape the initial resonance of the instrument. Main tuning slide. The main tuning slide allows the player to adjust the overall pitch of the horn. Pulling it out lengthens the tubing, lowering the pitch, while pushing it in shortens the tubing, raising the pitch. Valve casing. Most French horns have three rotary valves, although some have piston valves. These valves are housed in valve casings and are responsible for changing the length of tubing the air flows through, altering the pitch of the notes produced. Valve levers. Valve levers are the external controls used by the player to activate the valves. When pressed, these levers direct the airflow through specific sections of tubing, changing the pitch. Valve slides. Each valve has its corresponding valve slide. When a valve is engaged, it redirects the airflow through the appropriate valve slide, which adds or subtracts tubing length to produce different pitches. Main loop. The main loop is the largest section of tubing that forms the body of the French horn. It is coiled into a circular shape, which gives the French horn its distinctive appearance. The player holds the main loop while playing. Bell. The flared, bell-shaped end of the horn amplifies and projects the sound produced within the instrument. The size and shape of the bell impact the instrument's tonal qualities. Bell throat. This is the narrowest part of the bell, where the tubing begins to flare outward. It helps to focus and direct the sound as it exits the horn. Water key. French horns often have water keys, also known as spit valves, which allow the player to remove excess moisture that accumulates in the instrument during play. They are typically located on the main tuning slide and sometimes on the valve slides. Braces and ferrules. Braces are metal supports that connect various parts of the horn, providing stability and strength to the instrument. Ferrules are decorative rings found on the tubing joints. Hand rest. Some French horns have a hand rest or thumb lever located near the lead pipe or valve casing. It provides support for the player's right hand and helps with instrument control. Bumper guards. These are rubber or cork pieces placed at various points on the horn to protect it from damage and minimize contact noise when the instrument is placed on a hard surface. The French horn's complex design and arrangement of components require skill and precision to play effectively. The player's control of the valves, embouchure, and airflow, along with an understanding of the instrument's mechanics, are essential for producing its characteristic rich and mellow sound. Techniques for playing the French horn. Playing the French horn requires a combination of embouchure control, hand positioning, and a strong sense of musicality. Here are some essential techniques for playing the French horn effectively. 1. Embouchure. The embouchure is the way you shape your lips, facial muscles, and oral cavity to produce sound on the French horn. Developing a strong and consistent embouchure is crucial. Here are some tips. Lip placement. Place your lips together and center them on the mouthpiece. Aim to create a small, tight aperture between your lips. Lip tension. Apply moderate tension to your lips. Too much tension can produce a strained, pinched sound, while too little can result in air leaks and a weak tone. Facial muscles. Engage the muscles around your mouth and corners of your lips to maintain a firm embouchure. Oral cavity. Create a space within your mouth, similar to saying, ee or oo. The tongue position inside your mouth can help control pitch and tone. 2. Breathing technique. Proper breath support is essential for producing a full and resonant tone. Practice diaphragmatic breathing, where you engage your diaphragm to take in deep breaths. Avoid shallow chest breathing. 3. Hand positioning. The left hand is used to operate the valves, while the right hand is placed inside the bell for stability and intonation control. Valve technique. Learn to smoothly and quickly operate the valves. Pressing down on a valve lowers the pitch, and releasing it raises the pitch. Practice scales and exercises to improve valve agility. Hand inside the bell. The right hand inside the bell is used for stopping notes and adjusting pitch. By partially or completely covering the bell with your hand, you can create muted or stopped notes. 4. Muted and stopped notes. Practice creating muted and stopped notes by using your right hand to partially or fully block the bell. This technique produces unique tonal effects and is often used for expressive purposes. 5. Tuning and intonation. French horn players must develop a keen sense of pitch and intonation. This involves listening carefully and making adjustments with the tuning slides, embouchure, and hand position to play in tune with other instruments. 6. Articulation. Work on your tongue and articulation techniques to control the attack and release of notes. Practice legato, smooth, and staccato, short and detached. Playing to enhance your articulation skills. 7. Range development. Practice exercises that span the horn's full range to improve your ability to navigate high and low notes comfortably. Range development exercises can also help with flexibility and tone control. 8. Dynamic control. The French horn is known for its expressive dynamic range. Practice crescendos, getting louder, and diminuendos, getting softer, to master dynamic control. 9. Orchestration and musicality. Understand your role in the ensemble and the music you're playing. French horn parts can range from melodic to harmonic support. Pay attention to phrasing, dynamics, and overall musicality. 10. Maintenance. Regularly clean and maintain your instrument. Dirty valves, worn-out pads, or damaged components can affect playability and tone quality. 11. Ear training. Develop your ear by listening to a wide range of music, including French horn solos and ensemble pieces. This will help you refine your tone and intonation. 12. Private instruction. Consider taking lessons from a qualified French horn teacher. They can provide personalized guidance and feedback to help you improve your technique and musicianship. Remember that playing the French horn is a skill that takes time and practice to master. Consistent practice and a dedicated approach to technique and musicality will lead to improvement over time. The unique sound of the French horn. The French horn is celebrated for its unique and distinctive sound, which sets it apart from other brass instruments. Several factors contribute to this special quality. Mellow and warm tone. The French horn produces a rich, mellow, and warm tone that is often described as velvety or lustrous. This mellowness is due to the horn's conical bore, which differs from the cylindrical bore of instruments like the trumpet and trombone. The conical shape allows for a more focused and round sound. Complex overtones. The French horn's complex tubing and coiled design create a wide spectrum of overtones, which enrich the instrument's sound. This complexity gives the French horn a full-bodied and resonant timbre that can be both expressive and lush. Versatility. French horns have a wide dynamic range, meaning they can play very softly or extremely loudly. This versatility allows the instrument to convey a wide range of emotions in music, from delicate and melancholic to powerful and heroic. Expressive capabilities. The French horn is highly expressive, capable of producing a wide array of tonal colors and textures. It can be used to convey a sense of longing, mystery, or grandeur, making it a favorite choice for composers looking to evoke specific moods in their compositions. Muted and stopped sounds. French horn players can create muted or stopped notes by placing their hand inside the bell. This technique produces unique and intimate timbres, often used for special effects or to add depth to a musical passage. Blend and harmonic support. In orchestras and chamber ensembles, the French horn serves as a versatile instrument that can blend seamlessly with other brass, woodwind, and string instruments. It is often used to provide harmonic support and color to the overall ensemble sound. Soloistic qualities. The French horn is also featured prominently in many solo compositions, where its lyrical and expressive qualities shine. Solo horn passages in classical and romantic music are often considered some of the most beautiful and poignant moments in the repertoire. Challenging technique. The French horn's unique sound is a result of its challenging playing technique, which includes precise control of embouchure, breath support, and valve operation. This demands a high level of skill and artistry from horn players. Orchestration. Composers carefully choose when and how to use the French horn in their compositions to maximize its unique sound. Its distinctive qualities make it a valuable instrument for orchestrators seeking a particular sonic effect. In summary, the French horn's sound is characterized by its mellowness, complexity, versatility, expressiveness, and the ability to produce unique muted and stopped notes. These qualities make it a cherished instrument in the world of classical and orchestral music and contribute to its reputation as one of the most captivating and evocative instruments in the brass family. The role of the French horn in orchestras and ensembles. The French horn plays a vital and versatile role in orchestras and various musical ensembles. Its unique sound, range, and tonal capabilities make it a valuable instrument in both classical and contemporary music. Here's an overview of the role of the French horn in orchestras and ensembles. 1. Melodic and soloistic role. Soloist. The French horn frequently serves as a solo instrument in orchestral compositions. Composers have written numerous solo pieces, concertos, and lyrical passages to showcase the horn's expressive and melodious qualities. Melodic lines. Horns often carry important melodic lines in orchestral music, adding a lyrical and expressive element to the composition. They are featured prominently in solo or duet passages, where their warm and resonant sound shines. 2. Harmonic and supportive role. Harmonic support. In addition to their melodic duties, French horns provide essential harmonic support within the orchestra. They harmonize with other instruments, helping to create lush and complex harmonies. Tonal color. Horns add tonal color and depth to the orchestra's sound. Their rich and warm timbre blends harmoniously with strings, woodwinds, and brass, contributing to the orchestra's overall sonic palette. 3. Dynamic and expressive role. Dynamic range. French horns have a wide dynamic range, capable of producing both soft, intimate passages and powerful, resonant climaxes. This versatility allows them to convey a broad spectrum of emotions and moods in a composition. Expressive effects. Horn players can create expressive effects through techniques like muted or stopped notes, which add nuance and character to the music. These effects are often used for dramatic or emotional impact. 4. special effects and atmosphere, muted and stopped notes. By inserting their hand into the bell, horn players can create muted or stopped notes, producing unique and haunting sounds. Composers use these effects to create atmosphere and intrigue in their compositions. Fanfares and calls. French horns are often employed to play fanfares, calls, and ceremonial music due to their noble and regal sound. This role can be found in both orchestral and brass ensemble settings. 5. Orchestration and timbral variety. Orchestrator's tool. Composers and orchestrators use French horns strategically to achieve specific timbral effects. Their inclusion in the orchestration can convey a sense of nostalgia, grandeur, or pastoral beauty, depending on the context. Textural contrast. French horns can add textural contrast to the orchestra. Their unique timbre stands out in orchestral passages, creating moments of sonic interest and contrast. 6. Ensemble collaborator. Chamber music. French horns are also featured in chamber music ensembles, wind quintets, brass quintets, and other small groups. In these settings, they contribute to the ensemble's tonal balance and participate in the chamber music conversation. Wind bands. In wind bands, the French horn plays a crucial role in the brass section, providing harmonies, melodies, and expressive elements in both traditional and contemporary wind band compositions. In summary, the French horn is a versatile instrument that combines melodic, harmonic, and expressive qualities. Its role in orchestras and ensembles is multifaceted, allowing it to shape the overall sound and character of a musical composition while also standing out as a solo instrument when called upon. Its ability to convey a wide range of emotions and atmospheres makes it an indispensable part of classical and orchestral music. Tips for mastering the French horn. Mastering the French horn is a challenging but rewarding endeavor. It requires a combination of practice, technique, and musicality. Here are some tips to help you on your journey to mastering the French horn. 1. Find a qualified teacher. Consider taking lessons from an experienced French horn teacher. They can provide personalized guidance, correct technique issues, and help you progress faster. 2. Establish a consistent practice routine. Dedicate regular, daily practice time. Consistency is key to building skills and muscle memory. Create a practice schedule that includes warm-up exercises, technique drills, repertoire, and sight reading. 3. Warm up properly. Begin your practice session with a thorough warm-up. This helps prevent injury and improves your tone and technique. Warm-up exercises should focus on lip flexibility, long tones, and scales. 4. Develop a strong embouchure. Work on your embouchure, the way you shape your lips and facial muscles, to achieve control and endurance. Practice lip slurs and lip flexibility exercises to strengthen your embouchure. 5. Breathing technique. Develop proper breath support by practicing diaphragmatic breathing. A strong breath foundation is essential for horn playing. Practice long, sustained notes to work on breath control and phrasing. 6. Focus on tone production. Pay close attention to your tone quality. The French horn is known for its warm and mellow sound. Practice producing a consistently beautiful tone by playing long tones with varied dynamics and articulations. 7. Valve technique. Master valve technique by practicing scales, arpeggios, and technical exercises. Focus on smooth and precise valve changes to minimize gaps in your playing. 8. Intonation. Develop your sense of pitch and intonation by playing with a tuner and listening carefully to your own playing. Learn to adjust your embouchure, hand position, and valve slides to play in tune with other instruments. 9. Articulation and tonguing. Work on different tonguing techniques, legato, staccato, marcato, to articulate notes cleanly and expressively. Practice tonguing exercises and etudes to improve articulation. 10. Ear training. Develop your ear by listening to a wide variety of music, including horn solos and orchestral pieces. Play along with recordings to improve your intonation and phrasing. 11. Repertoire and sight reading. Expand your repertoire by learning a diverse range of music, from classical to contemporary. Practice sight reading regularly to improve your ability to perform new music on the spot. 12. Ensemble playing. Join an orchestra, wind ensemble, or chamber group to gain experience playing in a group setting. Ensemble playing will help you develop your listening skills, ensemble awareness, and musical interpretation. 13. Recording and self-assessment. Record your practice sessions and performances to listen critically to your playing. Self-assessment will help you identify areas for improvement and track your progress. 14. Patience and persistence. Mastering the French horn takes time. Be patient with yourself and stay persistent in your practice. Celebrate small achievements along the way to maintain motivation. 15. Stay physically fit. Physical fitness can positively impact your breath support and overall endurance. Incorporate exercise and proper nutrition into your routine. Remember that mastering the French horn is a journey, and progress may come in stages. Stay committed to your practice, seek guidance when needed, and enjoy the process of becoming a skilled horn player. Choosing the right French horn for your needs. Choosing the right French horn for your needs involves considering various factors, including your playing level, budget, musical genre, and personal preferences. Here are some key considerations to help you make an informed decision. 1. Skill level. Beginner. If you're just starting, consider a student or beginner level French horn. These horns are designed to be more durable and easier to play, with features that facilitate learning. Intermediate. As you progress, you may want to upgrade to an intermediate horn, which offers better tonal quality and greater flexibility in terms of playing technique. Advanced. Professional. For serious players and professionals, a high-quality, professional-level horn is essential. These instruments offer exceptional tonal richness, precision, and responsiveness. 2. Budget. Set a budget. Determine how much you're willing to invest in a French horn. While professional-grade horns can be expensive, there are excellent student and intermediate models available at more affordable prices. 3. Material. Brass versus nickel silver. French horns are typically made from brass or nickel silver, a copper-nickel alloy. Brass horns are warmer in tone, while nickel silver horns tend to be brighter. Your choice may depend on your preferred sound. 4. Single versus double horn. Single horn. Single horns are usually simpler and favored by beginners. They are in the key of F and have limited range. Double horn. Double horns are more versatile, with both F and B flat sides. They are the standard for most intermediate and professional players, offering a broader range and better intonation. 5. Valve type. Rotary valves versus piston valves. Most French horns use rotary valves, while some use piston valves. Rotary valves are common in professional horns, as they provide smoother transitions between notes. Piston valves are often found in student and intermediate horns and are easier for beginners to operate. 6. Brand and reputation. Research horn manufacturers and consider well-known brands known for their quality and craftsmanship. Some renowned French horn makers include Yamaha, Conn-Selma, Bark & Conn brands, Holton, and Hans Hoyer, among others. 7. Try before you buy. Whenever possible, try out different French horns to see which one feels the most comfortable and produces the sound you desire. Test the horn's playability, intonation, and how it responds to your playing style. 8. Consult with a teacher or expert. If you have a music teacher or a professional horn player you trust, seek their advice. They can provide valuable insights and recommend specific models based on your needs. 9. Accessories and case. Consider what accessories come with the horn, such as a mouthpiece, case, and maintenance tools. A good quality case is essential to protect your investment, especially if you plan to travel with your horn. 10. Future growth. Think about your long-term goals and whether the horn you choose can accommodate your future needs as your skills progress. 11. Warranty and support. Check the manufacturer's warranty and support options. A reliable warranty can provide peace of mind. 12. Resale value. Consider the horn's resale value in case you decide to upgrade in the future. 13. Research online reviews. Read online reviews and gather opinions from other horn players to get a sense of the pros and cons of specific models. Remember that the best French horn for you will be one that fits your playing level, style, and budget while providing the sound and features you desire. Take your time researching and trying out different options to make an informed decision. Conclusion: the enduring allure of the French horn, with its timeless and enchanting sound, continues to captivate musicians and audiences alike. Its enduring allure lies in its unique qualities and its ability to evoke a wide range of emotions in listeners. Whether in the hands of a soloist or as part of an ensemble, the French horn continues to inspire and enchant, ensuring its place as one of the most beloved and iconic instruments in the realm of music. Its timeless appeal will undoubtedly continue to captivate generations of musicians and music lovers to come.